Avos per Gimel Mishnah Yud. This is 3:10, and some Mishnah is 3:8. Rebbe Dustai, Rebbe Yanai, Mishum Reb Meir Omer. This is quite unusual. I'm not sure we have other examples of this in the Masechta, where it's not someone saying something from his own, but rather he's quoting somebody else. Rebbe Dustai, Rebbe Yanai is saying it in the name of a Meir, meaning he's saying that Reb Meir said this. He didn't hear it from Meir directly. Mishum doesn't mean that he heard it directly. It means he heard this idea and it was attributed to Reb Meir, and he's repeating it. This Rebbe Dustai, Rebbe Yanai, is really one of the very last of the Tanaim. His father, Yanai, was a student of Reb Yehuda HaNasi, who's like the author of the Mishnah. So that means this is the son of the student of essentially the last of the Tanaim. So this is really the very, very kind of last of the Tanaim over here. And his point has to do with the importance of doing chazar, reviewing your learning, and not forgetting your learning. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha-shocheach davar echad me-mishnaso. Anybody who forgets even one thing from his learning, ma'ala alava kasov ki'ilu mischayev benafsho. He says that Hashem applies to him as if he was guilty of his own, taking his own life, or responsible for his own life. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, this is the verse we're talking about. Rak yishamer lecha, just guard yourself. Ushmor nafshecha ma'od, and watch over your soul carefully. Pen tishkach es hadavar masher ra'u enecha, lest you forget the things that your own eyes saw. In context, the pasuk is referring to the mandate to not forget Mamad Har Sinai, the experience the Jews had at Har Sinai, witnessing Hashem. Revelation and the confirmation that Moshe Rabbeinu is Hashem's Navi, but here we're taking it to mean not to forget the things you heard, not literally at Sinai, but even thereafter, that the kind of things that were conveyed at Sinai, meaning Torah. Says the Mishnah further, Yachol afilu takfa alav mishnaso. You might have thought that means even if just because your learning was too hard for you, either to understand or to remember, you had other distractions that were, you know, making it competing for your attention, and it wasn't your fault. No, Talmud Lomar, that's why the verse goes on to say, "Ufen yasuru milvavcha kol yimei chayecha," lest you remove it from your heart all of the days of your life. Now, yasuru means to sort of actively remove, and therefore, ha, it teaches you that einu mischay benafsho, one isn't responsible like with his life, ad sheyeshev veyiserim milibo, unless one like sort of intentionally goes and removes these ideas from his heart. So how would you remove these things from your heart or from your mind? It'd be by acting with something equivalent to that, meaning with pshia, with negligence. So one who's like grossly negligent and just doesn't make any effort when he could to ensure he doesn't forget his learning. So that guy is responsible for having lost learning, and the stakes are very high. Mischayev benafsho, it's like he's on the hook. Some learn that it's, you know, because Torah protects one, gives one haganah, gives one protection in life, and he loses that shmira by forgetting his Torah. But others learn more generally that it's sort of a crime in and of itself to allow oneself actively to forget his learning. Now, the sense of the Mishnah, I think, is very straightforward. The main sort of nit to pick here is just that the Mishnah itself says that if one forgets even one thing, kol ha-shochech davar echad, one thing. But in the proof text, it says, pentishkach etza davarim, lest you forget the things, plural. So the question is, how can you see from the proof text even one thing? So one answer is that the whole Torah is like an interconnected system, and once you even lose one piece of it, so the whole thing begins to unravel. You know, it's interconnected, and you see that sort of reflected in the halachas, the Sefer Torah. If you're missing one letter, the whole thing is not kosher. Same with the tefillin, same with the mezuzah. So the idea is if you and your mind are missing a din, so like the whole thing is incomplete, and there's not just one thing that's missing, but multiple things that are now implicated in this loss. So you've lost lots of things. Why is the penalty so severe? Mischayev benafsho, that's pretty steep. So the Mefarshim speak out either you're liable perhaps to rule incorrectly because you just made the wrong call because you forgot the halachas, and that would be bad. But others say not necessarily. It's not about that you are going to rule incorrectly as a judge or a potzik or your home, you know, your local rabbi in your own home, so to speak, but simply the very fact that you forgot what you learned. And that really brings up a very important point, which I think is the sort of the basic underpinning of the Mishnah. This is a very important message, which is, yes, there is a mitzvah to of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah, and that mitzvah may be Talmud Torah connected kulam. But a second additional requirement, that's a separate mitzvah, is yadiyas haTorah, to know the Torah. It's not good enough just to learn and then forget. You have to learn with the intention of retaining and building a picture in your mind of the whole Torah. And in fact, every Jew is expected to learn the entirety of Torah. Now, I want to explain what that means for a second. Yes, lo lecha malacha ligmor, we said this already. You can't finish it, you got to do your best. But I want to speak something out super important, I think. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, Hilchos Talmud Torah, says that Torah is divided into three sections. There's Torah Shebechsav, the Tanakh, 24 books, Torah Sheba'al Peh, which the Rambam actually says is essentially what he's put together in his Mishnah Torah. We can call that the Mishnah for now to keep it sort of simple. And then there's Talmud. There's another piece, the Gemara, the learning. So the first part, of course, Torah Shebechsav, 24 books, is finite. That's just the 24 books of the Tanakh. That's finite. The second part is the Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's the principles that Moshe received at Har Sinai, and perhaps also the Rabbanans that were expanded there from and afterwards. And let's just call that the content of the Mishnah Torah, the Rama's Mishnah Torah, or the content, let's even say, like, of the Mishnayos. The point is, that's a lot of information, but it actually is an absolutely finite amount of information. You know, the Mishnayos, there's 4,200 odd Mishnayos. If you do two a day, I think it takes you like 10 years almost to do all of them. Maybe seven years or so to do all of them. The Rambam is big, but if you do one parak a day, you can finish basically everything in 3 years. These are big projects, but they're not that big. And if you make a concerted effort, you know, and you would sit down and learn a parak of the Rambam every day, and you would make an effort to retain it with Chazara, it's doable, okay? In contrast to that third part of the Torah, the Talmud part, the Gemara part, which is the extrapolation and the, you know, of these principles. Okay, so that, applying the principles, interpreting the principles, extrapolating the principles, so that goes on forever. Yes, that's infinite. But the basic material is finite. In fact, the Rambam says, based on the Gemara and Kedushin, La'olam yilmo Torah v'achar kach yiseisha. He says, La'halacha, first you have to learn the Torah, and after that, you can get married. The Rosh famously says, well, I don't know when that's going to be, when you're going to finish learning Torah, so you can get married. But to me, it's very pashut. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, then Hilchos Talmud Torah, look at his introduction. It's clear. He says you got to divide your day into thirds, again, it's a Gemara, and you got to do the Torah Shebechsav, know the Psukim, Torah Sheba'al Peh, know the material, that is the principles, and then you've got the whole Torah down. The rest, the third part, that is the infinite part, that, of course, you can't know. You can't get to the end of it, so you couldn't wait till that to get married, but you could get married after you've mastered the whole Torah Shebechsav and Torah Sheba'al Peh, as the Rambam understands it, the principles. Now, that's brought down the halacha, I should point out, in the Shulchan Aruch. Paskins just like that Rambam, dividing to thirds. I know there's a Tosfos, it's not like that. Okay. The point I want to make here, and I think this is the essential underlying point of this Mishnah, is that Yediyas HaTorah has to be a goal to itself. It's not good enough to be a very diligent Daf Yomi learner, or a Mishnayos learner, and you know, you learn into Mishnayos, you learn your daf every day. That's good, of course, that's wonderful. It's a mitzvah. Talmud Torah is a wonderful thing. But I can guarantee you, 7.5 years from now, when you come back to today's daf and the daf yomi, you're not going to remember it. It's going to be like brand new again. If you don't learn something and review it, then it's as good as gone. And that person, since it's predictable, that's a pshia. It's predictable, you will lose it. So that's not considered to be a good shomer, not considered to be a good, reliable way of approaching things. And therefore, our Mishnah is saying here, a person has to build into his Torah study a system of chazara, of reviewing of his learning. And I'll tell you the basic secret. The basic secret to review is to review it before you forget it. That makes it difficult because it's kind of boring to review things you already know. But if you review before you forget, it gets reinforced. And you won't forget it. You got to review it, you know, wait 1 day, then wait 2 days, then wait 4 days, you know, or, you know, could do it once this week, once the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year, whatever your system are, you got to keep reviewing it before you forget it so it all stays there. And then it will accrete and you'll amass and know massive amounts of information. And if your objection is, well, I can't get to the end of it, there's, you know, there's so much to learn, if I've spent so much time doing review, I won't get forward. So then, lo lecha hamalacha ligmor. Then, okay, the answer is, well, you can only do what you can do. But to learn and know full well that you're going to be forgetting what you're learning is a crime. Mischayev benafsho, do not do it. Make sure you make a great effort to not just learn, but also retain your learning.